eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix, fantasy studs? We'll tell you right now on FFT in 5. What's up, everybody? Dave Richard and Dan Schneier going through our thoughts, our feelings on J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix, and whether or not these guys will be a part of your fantasy football plans in 2024. And yeah, we're doing it before the draft. We're weird. We're crazy like that. We've written profiles on these guys, and we want you to go and read them on CBSSports.com. Not just these guys, but basically every prospect that you've heard of. There's a profile there, all part of our coverage leading up to the 2024 NFL draft. Dan Schneier, you studied J.J. McCarthy more than anybody else on our staff. What did you learn?
I learned a lot about J.J. McCarthy, and what I like the most about J.J. McCarthy is his ability to use the middle of the field as a passer. He's fearless in the middle of the field. He's one of only three quarterbacks, I think, who use the middle of the field well in this class. And what I like about McCarthy is that there's really no wasted movement in his delivery. He has no windup. His throwing motion is connected to his feet. He does some things from a quarterback standpoint that you would think you'd see from a more polished quarterback, even though he has that kind of developmental label to him. The tight window throws. His athleticism is really much better than people realize with a 6'8", 2'3" cone. And you see it on tape, too. They use him on design runs. As far as fantasy goes, Dave, what I'm looking for is for him to get into a Shanahan or McVay tree offense. I want to see him in a West Coast style offense where he can utilize play action, the middle of the field. And what I want to see from him that's really going to change whether or not I feel like he is going to be a fantasy success is, can he clean up his mechanics when one, throwing to his left, and more importantly, two, throwing both to his left and his right on the vertical plane. The deep half right now, he doesn't do a great job of changing trajectories on his throws. Everything is a fastball. You saw at the combine, he had the second highest velocity of any quarterback. That surprised a lot of people. It shouldn't when you watch the tape, because he really can rip the ball into tight windows in the short and intermediate range, but he doesn't really take any pace off the ball on the deep half when you need to be using trajectory and touch. So that's something he's going to need to work on to have any success in the NFL, which will mean any success for your fantasy football teams. But I think if he can go to a team like the Vikings, obviously they're the best fit for any quarterback, but anyone in that Shanahan McVay tree, he could have more success early on than people realize.
Let me give you a kind of a high, a medium, and a low as far as fantasy fits. Minnesota's the high. We'd love for him to go there. I think the low would be Denver. Maybe we wouldn't like that, or maybe New England. You can kind of put them in the same boat. I know that with Sean Payton, he kind of fits that offense well, but not necessarily would be something that we would love in fantasy. What if he went to Las Vegas? Crazy scenario. He goes to Vegas. He's the Raiders starting quarterback. Would you view him closer to the Minnesota range or to the Denver, New England range?
Unfortunately, closer to the Denver, New England range, because while I do think it's a great fit for the team because he can run a lot of play action and be a run heavy offense, I think Antonio Pierce is running a run heavy offense. I know Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota is giving me a pass heavy offense. So I don't really want my quarterback to step into a run heavy offense.
We saw J.J. McCarthy in a run heavy offense already at Michigan. And now Michael Penix, let me just tell you what I think of Penix: fearless in the pocket, good mobility, quick release, snappy wrist, more of a see it thrower, does make some anticipatory throws. I do like his arm strength. He rarely caved to pass rush pressure, Dan. There were so many plays where where the defense is getting right up on him. He knew where to go with the football. I loved it. Rocket velocity on his throws. You mentioned that with J.J. McCarthy. I think Penix has it too. His ball placement was solid on longer throws, but better on the shorter and intermediate stuff. That's a little bit of a concern between his footwork, his decision-making, his throwing motion. Sometimes he was a little bit late. There's some inconsistencies with those things. So that makes me a little bit nervous about Penix, who, by the way, 24 years old, has been playing college football for a long, long time. You'd think that he'd be able to refine those things by now. Little difficult to digest that maybe he hasn't yet. And that's something that kind of worries me a little bit, is Penix as he transitions to being an NFL pro. And of course, you have to bring up his injuries. He's torn his ACL twice. He's had two shoulder injuries, but he's played football the last 2 years in Washington. And apparently he got great reviews from doctors at the combine, and everybody says that his body's ready, and maybe those concerns aren't as bad as it seems like they would be when you hear two torn ACLs, two shoulder injuries that kept him out. So with Penix, landing spot, it's the exact same thing with McCarthy. In fact, I could say almost the exact same thing. The difference is McCarthy's younger. McCarthy could be a bigger threat as he runs the football. Mm-hmm. And I think McCarthy probably has a little bit more upside, both short-term and long-term, than Michael Penix.
I'm with you on that, Dave. All right, that's what we have today at 15-5. These are the two quarterbacks. Landing spot's important for them. I think I'll close here, though, Dave, before we get out. Would either of these two quarterbacks, Penix or McCarthy, be on your redraft radar? No matter, like, is there any fit that can put them on your redraft radar for 2024?
That was my Vikings horn. You have to consider either of them if they make it to Minnesota. Right. And I think that they're probably the plan B and plan C for the Vikings, maybe plan C and plan D for the Vikings. But they need a quarterback bad. They can't go into the season with Sam Darnold as their planned 17-game starter. I think McCarthy and Penix could take over sooner than later over Sam Darnold there. And I think both would be interesting. If they go to Minnesota and they end up being the starter, named the starter before the season starts, I'm going to throw a late round dart at those guys just to see what they do at the beginning of the season. What's the worst thing that can happen, Dan? I cut them and I go find somebody else off the waiver wire. That's what I love about those disposable late round picks. I'll throw it back to you. Dynasty leagues. Sure. If they've got, let's take away the Minnesota landing spot because that's obviously the best one. I don't know what you think the second best landing spot for those guys would be. Maybe it's Las Vegas. Maybe it's Denver. But let's say they go to the second one. Where would you rank them as far as dynasty goes?
That's when it gets tricky for me. Super flex, let's go with that, because for one QB, they'd be way down my board. For super flex, McCarthy, I could see a scenario where I push him into round one. Penix for me is not going to make it there. I'm not high on Penix's projection to the NFL personally, but McCarthy, I can see it because there's upside to for me with McCarthy, given his age and some of the traits I like.
It was good to add that little fantasy talk at the end of these two. They're going to be fascinating to talk about after the NFL draft. More draft prospects on FFT in 5 coming to your ears soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.